it's really just an OTA with a different title. You know, it's pretty much what we've been doing for the past couple of weeks. And, you know, like I said when I talked to you guys last week, I feel like I've continued to progress. You know, knee continues to feel better. You know, I felt good out there today.
Does Sam, it feel better? Can you tell whether it... I don't know how, because I had never had one.
Good for you.
How it can feel better from week to week. Can you feel that?
Yeah, I mean, you can notice that. You know, I'm sure, you know, you've had any sort of injury, you know, it's less stiff, it's less sore, you know, it feels more like normal. You're able to come out here and not think about it. And I really feel like, you know, that's the stage I'm getting to where I don't really think about it anymore.
Chip was asked if you'll be ready to go for 11-on-11 for training camp. He said, God, I hope so. Are you the same mindset?
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, if I'm not ready for 11-on-11 by training camp, then I think something has gone terribly wrong. So, you know, that's the plan right now. You know, we're going to continue to work each week, you know, continue to grind throughout the summer and try to be ready for training camp.
Sam, what's your plan?
Do you speak with the doctor after practice when he's out here?
No.
So there was no conversation.
He just likes to come out and enjoy practice.
Sam, what's your plan between this Thursday and August 2nd, you know, the 6 weeks in between or so?
I'm going to be around here most of the time. You know, we sat down a little bit last week with, you know, the strength staff and the training staff and kind of put together a plan. You know, I think it's 5.5-6 weeks from the time we leave Thursday to when we get back. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I plan on sticking around here and just continuing to work.
Are you meeting with James Andrews at all during that time, or is that?
We haven't talked about that. You know, I don't know if there's really a need to go down there. You know, I know Dr. DeLuca talks to him from time to time, so I'm sure that he'll continue to give him reports. And, you know, unless they feel like there's truly a need to go down there, then I'm sure we won't waste a trip down there.
You keep doing football things over the next 6 weeks, though. Is that part of the rehab process?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's kind of the stage I'm in. You know, we're past just the weight room and the training room stuff. It's more getting on the field, you know, working through some different drills, continuing to throw, you know, continuing to do sport-specific stuff.
You've been through a 10-week off-season program now. I mean, can you give us an idea of what you can do now that you couldn't do maybe at the start of it?
I think you guys have probably seen, you know, the progress, you know, just from the time that you've been out here. But I just feel more comfortable dropping back. I feel like, you know, when I first got out here, you know, I was about a half count slow. You know, and I feel like I've kind of worked myself back into, you know, as close to as game speed as I can get it right now. You know, but I think overall I just feel more comfortable with my knee. I trust it more. You know, it's not as sore. It feels better. And overall I just feel better.
So where would you like to be after these 2 days and before this, you know, downtime before camp? Like, are you almost there? Is it, you know, what do you want to get out of these final 3 days with the team?
You know, just continue to push it, you know, in 7-on-7 and the reps that I get out there, you know, become more familiar with the offense and, you know, the limited amount of time I get out there and just keep building the relationships with the guys.
What's your familiarity level with the offense at this stage, and how does it compare to what you thought it would be when you first arrived?
You know, I'm pretty comfortable. You know, obviously, like I said, I think the more I'm out there, the more comfortable I get. You know, when training camp comes around and I'm able to be out there, you know, hopefully for everything, take every snap, you know, I think things will, you know, really come together. But, you know, for the most part, I feel really good with where I'm at right now.
What's most important for the quarterback in an up-tempo offense like this?
Yeah, I think you got to be able to make quick decisions. You know, this offense thrives when, you know, you get that first down and you just get it rolling. You know, I think that's kind of my job is, you know, get the first down, get us moving, and keep making quick decisions.
Is the learning curve any different from previous offenses you've been in terms of how complicated it is to pick up?
You know, it's a little different. I think, you know, the biggest difference for me is the run game, you know, with some of the zone read stuff. You know, I didn't do that in college, obviously. I haven't done that in the NFL. So I think, you know, some of the terminology and some of the reads in the run game has been a little different than what I'm used to.
I know the injuries happen at different times, but your OTAs in St. Louis last year, where were you? How much were you able to do then? And then what did you do during that period between OTAs and training camp last year? Or I should say mandatory minicamp.
You're asking me to remember a long time ago. I think it was pretty similar. Yeah, I think I was doing some 7-on-7. You know, I think I did some team stuff last year, but our line was really backed off. You know, they'd take a step and kind of shut it down. So, yeah, I think it was similar. I think my summer plan will pretty much be the same, just continue to rehab, continue to get on the field, do drops, you know, sport-specific drills. And so I thought I had a good summer last year, and I'll just try to replicate that.
Have you tracked other quarterbacks with this injury? You know, for instance, Carson Palmer is back already in Arizona. Mm-hmm. The discrepancy in recovery periods, Have you tracked that, and is there a reason for that?
Yeah, I think each injury is different. You know, you can't. It's not one of those things that you just go by the book. You know, each injury, each recovery process is different. You know, that's what Dr. Andrews told me the second time. You know, I went down there for surgery. He said, "Hey, you've gone through it once, but I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to be the same the second time." And I think that's, you know, one of the reasons things are different, you know, across the league.
With the zone read stuff, Chip's only had one guy who would be, you know, running quarterback in Vic, but that's still been a part of the offense. What does that bring to the table, even if the quarterback's not that traditional dual threat guy?
You know, obviously, you know, we have the option to throw the ball, you know, not just run the ball, but I think it forces the defense, you know, to stay honest. You know, if they want to really sell out to stop DeMarco or Sproles or Ryan, you know, they're going to leave something on the backside open, you know, and, you know, whether I keep it run for, you know, 5-10 or throw the ball, you know, to a backside in route or something, you know, it forces them to play it true.
How have you been in picking that up? I mean, has it been a difficult adjustment, like learning how to, you know, do that aspect of it? I mean, no, you haven't done it a whole
lot. Yeah, I know. I think it's one of those things, you know, it'll come, you know, hopefully a little easier once I get out there and get some more reps with it. But, you know, just in the walkthroughs and stuff, you know, I think it just takes time.